We're here at the Pleasance Dome, and I'm with Greg Esplin. And we're going to talk about train spotting. And my first question is designed to floor you, okay? But only for creative purposes. People bring plays to the Fringe that are based on the book.
Okay.
And people bring plays to the Fringe that are based on the film,
yep.
In fact, more than ever. And people bring plays to the Fringe that are based on the play that most people think is the book or the film. So what I'm interested in, and this yep. is like the tough one, is when you decide to bring an iconic title like Trainspotting to the Fringe, knowing probably that the audience are coming with film expectations and some yep. with book expectations, what do you do with all that shit when you're trying to bring the play?
Forget about it and do what you want to do.
Okay.
We've done the play because the play is closer to the book, and the book is, in my eyes, a lot better than the film. I love the film, but the book is, that's what gets you into Trainspotting. You know, it's nitty, it's gritty.
But in the design, do you have to suggest the film away or just ignore it?
I think it's helpful to keep it in mind. You obviously got to know what people want, what they like. But in the play, you know, it's got the bits that people like. It's got the toilet scene. It's got the shit sheet scene. It's got what people want. But you've got to forget the film because we're not copying anyone's performances. We're putting our own performance on. But for me, it was more important to stay closer to the play and the book rather than the film.
And then in terms of your cast, I mean, one of the things that we're also aware is what we sometimes call in a negative way, this felt derived, is when it's accidentally derived. Actually, deriving can be really creative, yeah. And you can want to and say, we know what these influences are, and we're bringing them in. Did you have to, you know, just... Do you have to beat it out of your actors?
No, not at all. The actors, I mean, Gavin Renton, who plays Renton, his dream role is to play Renton. Chris, who plays Begbie, I mean, they all grew up in the area. We are so passionate about the play. Speaking to Irvine Welsh, it was just, it felt right. Something just felt like we all came together, and it just happened without having to push it. There was, you know, it was collaboration from every side. It wasn't just like, this is what we're doing. It was like, I love Trainspotting, let's do this, let's do that, and it just came together. I mean, we've obviously pushed it and pushed it to get exactly what we want out of it, but yeah, no, I don't think we had to try too hard or in any way. We didn't struggle to get people who wanted to be part of Trainspotting, put it that way. I mean, everyone from Edinburgh anyway, all the actors I spoke to would love to be in Trainspotting. You know, it's such a all the roles are really meaty, they're good to play. So no, I don't think so.
So now let me sort of deliberately contradict myself. So, but is there anything from that film, that kind of iconic film, that needs to play into this?
What we, the main thing which we didn't copy, but we felt it was important to have a very good soundtrack. So we haven't copied the soundtrack, but we knew the importance of having an iconic soundtrack. So we've had a lot of people mention just how good the soundtrack is. And I know that can be a little thing in a play, but for us, I think it's a very prominent thing. And it's very well placed in between scenes. It sets the scenes up. Other than that, the play and the book already lended it to it. You know, it's already got, because obviously the movie comes from that, so we've already got the scenes that people want to see in it. But there's a lot more character evolution that perhaps isn't in the movie. So I think you've got the best of both worlds.
So now, you mentioned the soundtrack, so give us a little bit of an insight into how that got made.
Honestly, I just sat up one night, had a glass of wine with my dad, and we just sat and went through loads and loads of cracking songs, and it was such a hard process because there's so many amazing songs from that era that could be in it. Trial and error, we just played stuff, and does this work, and then...
But your eyes have just lit up a bit when you said that, so that sounds like you loved doing that.
Oh, it was... I'd do it again. I'd do it for every show if I could. I love the soundtrack. Absolutely love it.
Now, walk me into one of your rehearsals early on in this process.
I'm just laughing at the sight of it, you know, walking in and Gavin standing naked, practicing for his scene. It was just such a mismatch of characters, and that's just the people, not the actors. It was mad. It was just, we didn't really know where we were going with it. We just thought, let's just get the script and just go for it. we were in a Edinburgh University building. God, I remember that was about 2 years ago. It was madness. I can't even remember. It was that long ago. It was just fun. It's always been fun. That's why we're still here doing it. If it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be here doing it anymore.
Yeah, well, the smile's still there, and it's kind of pointing out that, you know, that when you absolutely want to do it, you know, that's very different to we're doing it.
Well, do you know what? For example, last night, we added on a 10:45 p.m. performance on the day because we'd sold out the first two. And there was no sort of, oh, I don't know if I can do that. The cast were just like, yep, let's do it. We love this show. I mean, it starts off with a 20-minute rave with a great soundtrack, like I said. And it's just fun. You know, like the audience reaction, people coming in, and the shock of, wait, this isn't the movie. This is a play. And people didn't realise it was a play. So every day people are coming in and think, I never realised that. That's fantastic. We're still so passionate about it. I think that's where the main thing lies, that we are all so passionate about it still.
There is a bit of a pattern around that. When there's good plays, there are often good movies.
I guess that goes hand in hand, I suppose, yeah. Doesn't it? I just wish I was lucky enough to write the play.
I guess that's, I mean, I'm thinking that now, that sometimes when people have brought up, you know, the play of the movie, but there isn't a play,
it
doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I've never really thought about that, to be honest. I mean, the play, you know, it was originally a lot longer. We sort of took a little cut of bits out, that you couldn't do a 2.5 hour long play in Edinburgh Fringe. So again, we've kept what was completely necessary to get a short but still poignant play across.
Did you cut in advance of rehearsal, or did the rehearsal reveal what needed to be cut?
Rehearsal revealed what needed to be cut. You know, when you're doing things, I don't like to cut things before you put it on, because how can you really know what needs to be cut until you've put it on stage? You think, oh, that's maybe not going to work, or we need to cut some time, what isn't fully necessary. So yeah, it was a process.
And I mean, so how do you decide what's out?
Collaboration. You know, we sit down, we talk, because it's always hard to cut an actor's scene, isn't it? You know, if it's a big scene, or we just wanted something that was not going to be too long, because people's attention span these days is so short that you've got to have something that grabs them for a long enough time to still have an impact, and then they're gone. So it's always hard cutting stuff, but I feel like we cut the right stuff.
What, in your view now, having done this, is still making this particular story appeal to audiences now, as so many other plays can, you know, go out of date?
Because it's still relevant, I think. You know, it's still happening. Drug issue is, it's almost as big as ever anyway. Even be it in London or Edinburgh or Glasgow, anywhere, it's still a big issue in every community. And you know, we done it last year. There was a mum who came along and seen it, and she stayed behind at the end, and she was crying, and she came up and she gave us all a hug, and she's just like, thank you. Like, every mum in the world needs to see this play. She had a son who had heroin issues, and he was still coping with it, and his sister was there. And that, for me, was like, this is still so relevant. And that's what we have to be careful of it as well, because it's not just, although it is just a play, people are coming to see it and it's real for them. We are putting on what is real. So yeah, I think it's 100% relevant, I believe.
Still relevant. Greg, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Cheers.